USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is less than pleased about a tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
President Trump speaking there at a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president also had a message for Democrats.
It's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country.
Drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts. He's expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Guzman was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. And a winter storm is forcing the cancellation of thousands of flights from Chicago to New York. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Speaking at former Congressman Democrat John Dingell's funeral today, Vice President Joe Biden remembers the longest-serving member in Congress.
But now he too belongs to the ages. Generations of Americans are going to study his work, know they're better off because he lived. And I remember a man who could always be found standing firm on the right side of history.
A monthly gauge of small business optimism has slipped a bit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting that as of December, there were approximately 7.3 million job openings, and that beat the previous high set in August. Job openings increasing in a number of industries, construction, accommodation and food services, and health care and social assistance jobs leading the way. Experts had forecast a slight increase to 6.9 million openings, but again, that's well below 7.3 million.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
During a recent radio interview, Democratic Senator from California Kamala Harris admitted that she smoked pot in the past. She also added that she inhaled. Harris is running for president in 2020, and she's for legalization of recreational marijuana. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joins Fox News and has a message for Harris.
Studies show that marijuana, especially for our young people, is a gateway drug into other drugs. It's wrong to do it. Kamala Harris can laugh all she wants, but she should go to some of these funerals that are happening around the country. I wonder if she's ever done that. Gone to a funeral and looked in the eyes of parents who had a child who died of an opioid overdose and have those parents tell them the stories about how it started for that child with marijuana. I've gone and done that, and maybe Senator Harris should do that.
It may not be as romantic for Valentine's Day, but you're being urged to skip the milk chocolate candy and replace it with a cup of dark hot cocoa. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Dr. Lona Sandin, a registered dietitian at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, says, in terms of protecting the heart, research has shown that drinking a cup of dark hot chocolate can be equated with drinking a glass of wine. She reminds everyone typical candy bars or boxed chocolates may be tasty, but their added fat, sugar, and calories make them less healthy treats. Cocoa beans are rich in the antioxidant flavanol that protect arteries. I'm John Clemens.
I'm Tim Berg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.